All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The Philadelphia Phillies have joined the list of several MLB teams this season that are going through a managerial change. Now, manager Ryan Sandberg could not take losing anymore, and thus he stepped down from his post as Phillies manager a few days ago and has been replaced by interim manager Pete Maccannon. Now, in parts of three seasons with the Phillies, Sandberg had an overall record of 119 and 159. And let's be realistic with this club. Ryan Sandberg never had a legitimate chance to win. And, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. You go back to the 2011 season for this Phillies organization, that was their last chance to win a championship. Of course, the Phillies were able to win the World Series in 2008, and they got back to the Fall Classic in 2009 before they lost to the New York Yankees. But you look back to that 2011 club, they won 102 games in the regular season, and they lost in the divisional round to the eventual World Series champions, the St. Louis Cardinals. And on that last play of that game, when Ryan Howard suffered that torn or ruptured Achilles tendon, it really signified things for this Phillies team because they were getting older, and they did get older. You look back to 2012, they went 81-81, and they have not had a winning season ever since then. You have a club right now that they are 26-50, and they are well on their way to losing 100 games this year. So this to me falls into the lap of Phillies general manager Ruben Amaro. We've talked about it for several years. This is a team that is needed to get younger, and Amaro consistently has held on to aging players. You look at the fact that they finally traded Jimmy Rollins over the offseason to the Los Angeles Dodgers, but you still have an aging Ryan Howard. You still have an aging Chase Utley at second base. You have a guy in Cole Hamels as a starting pitcher who the Phillies can get value for. But knowing Ruben Amaro, he's going to hold on to him too long, and he's not going to get what he wants. And at the same time, you look at closer Jonathan Papelbon, who, you know, I've said it before, when things have not been going right for this Phillies club, trade him and get something back, because teams, contending teams, always need arms coming down the stretch of the season. So you look at this Phillies team led by Amaro, and Ryan Sandberg really never had an opportunity to succeed because he really never got his hands on a good baseball team down there in Philadelphia. Now, you look at whether or not he'll get the chance to manage again in the big leagues, that remains to be seen. I mean, it's going to be a situation where he'll probably have to prove himself with a young squad. This veteran club really never responded to him, and that was evident by the fact that he never had a winning season. Of course, he spent parts of three seasons there. His only full season as the Phillies manager was in 2014, and the Phillies finished that year with a record of 73-89, and they were in last place in the National League East. He took over for Charlie Manuel midway through the 2013 season, and the losing simply just got to him this year. So he got out of town, but the bottom line is this is still a sinking ship with the Philadelphia Phillies. Maybe if they lose 100 games this year, ownership will finally decide to part ways with Ruben Amaro. But right now, things are not looking good on Broad Street for the Fighting Phils. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, you can always check me out at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it is my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are also more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.